This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hi everyone, this is Mary Grady reporting for AvWeb. Last week at the AOPA Summit in Hartford, Connecticut, I spoke with Congressman Sam Graves, co-chair of the House GA Caucus. I asked him what kind of progress he expects in the coming session on issues such as AvGas, Light Squared, user fees, and FAA funding.
Well, you know, obviously those issues are all tied to, with the exception of Light Squared, those issues are all tied to FAA reauthorization. Funding is one of the hang-ups that we're having right now, and there are some out there that believe we ought to have user fees, and most of us believe we shouldn't have user fees. And I think we're ultimately going to be able to keep those out of the bill. We've got other aspects in there, too, though. We'd like to see this bill passed and reauthorization done, you know, when it comes to aviation fuel, when it comes to ADS-B in and what equipment we're going to have in our airplanes. Light Squared is another issue, though, that is out there that is got me concerned. We don't want to see, a bleed over into our GPS signals and the degradation of those GPS signals, because it's very important that we keep those protected. And so we're working on that right now and trying to push back very hard to keep our bandwidth, you know, wide open.
So what about the reauthorization issue? Do you see any progress in the near future on that? What's it going to take to make that happen?
Well, we're on a 22nd extension, and it runs until January 31st, and we're trying to work out the three big issues. Essential air service is one of them. We've got a labor issue that's one, and then we also have the issue with funding. I think funding is probably settled. Now we have to just come to an agreement on essential air service and the labor. Now, you know, we had hundreds of issues out there that we were able to solve up to this point. We're down to two. So that's a good sign, and we just need to keep working. If not, we will, you know, push another extension through and be able to continue while we negotiate. But, I'm pretty optimistic we're going to be able to get this done. I put a lot of work into this bill, and I want to make sure see it happen.
And what about AvGas? Is that really on people's radar, or is that something that's more being worked out in the background?
It's on people's radar, and I would say, you know, we are trying to work it out. EPA, though, is being very unreasonable when it comes to lead in the fuel, which is very important to us in aviation from a performance standpoint and from an engine wear standpoint. So there's a lot of aspects, and we want to make sure we stay very safe. One of the things we're looking at, obviously, is alternatives. We haven't found the perfect alternative yet, but that is being explored by many companies and the FAA. And until we find that, we want to protect our aviation supply with lead in it and make sure we protect our fuel, obviously. We want to keep, one thing pilots want to do is they want to stay safe, and we want to keep the industry safe, and that fuel is very, very important to that.
Okay, well, Administrator Babbitt suggested yesterday that EPA was actually being kind of reasonable, and so far as I guess they're being patient, but I guess you have a different take on that?
Well, that's all relative, I guess, and I'm always concerned about the EPA when it comes to being reasonable. I know the FAA is working with them, and the FAA is obviously in our corner on this, and they want to keep the skies safe also, and they also are very well aware that right now, aviation fuel with lead in it is the only thing that we do have. So I'm always very cautious about the EPA and some of the rules that they put out, and it's all bureaucratic rules. By many people who don't understand aviation and why it's important that the lead be in there. So, I'm very cautious about being optimistic about the EPA.
Okay, thanks. And are there any other issues on your radar that you think we should be aware of?
Well, there's lots. Let me tell you, we've got certification issues when it comes to a lot of aircraft out there. When it comes to warbirds and vintage, we have some FISDO issues out there. We have, now air race and air show issues that we're dealing with. We have safety issues that we have to be very well aware of and not going too far with security and general aviation. So there's a lot of things out there that we're working on. Obviously, some the Pilot's Bill of Rights and some medical issues that we're working on. So aviation is full of those things out there that we need to be aware of and stay very informed on. And I hope folks, learn about these issues, be informed, and then get to know their member of Congress and make sure that they express and articulate their position on them.
Okay, well, thanks for your time, and thanks for all you do, and congratulations on your award.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.